What is the significance of Christ's resurrection? We've seen some. This is a synthesis as found in the Catechism of the Catholic Church. The resurrection of Christ first confirms the truth of his teaching. We not only believe, every sane person believes. But we believe rationally. We believe credibly. We believe intelligently. Our faith has deep, unassailable, unqualified grounds in our reason. Christ made sure that he died and was identified by even those who crucified him on the cross as being really dead. Then was buried, again, to make sure he was really dead. And the way the Jews wrapped up their dead, if they weren't dead before they were buried, they were good and dead after they were buried. And let's be clear. There are two sets of passages in the Gospels about Christ's resurrection. There is Christ affirming that he is rising, will rise, or has risen by his own power. He is there speaking as God. Or Christ saying, or the evangelist declaring, that he was raised from the dead. No problem. Raised by the Holy Trinity from the dead as man. The arresting, remember, what is the significance of Christ's resurrection? Secondly, Christ's resurrection fulfills the messianic promises of the Old Testament. To this day, every Sabbath, and every Jewish synagogue throughout the world, believing Jews pray, they pray, O come, O come, O come, Emmanuel. We know he has come. And thus the promises of the Old Testament have been fulfilled. Mysteriously, God wants to make sure that the Old Testament prophecies have been fulfilled. They go on. Our Lord witnessed to his divinity. How so? Because during his public ministry, as we know, having so often professed that he was one with the Father, worked astounding miracles. Why? In order that his claims to being God would be verified by the superhuman miracles that Christ performed. We go on. What does Christ's resurrection teach us? His resurrection opens the supernatural life to us, even as Christ's death liberates us from sin. And we repeat that because it's not obvious. Christ, by his death, on the cross, delivered us from sin. But the same Jesus Christ, who died on the cross, also rose from the dead. I hope I'll be clear. Over the centuries, the great minds of Christianity have distinguished two roles of Jesus Christ. What's the first role? Delivering mankind from sin. Done how? By Christ dying on the cross. Second role, restoring the supernatural life to man. Done how? By his resurrection. The two belong together. Christ's death on Calvary delivered the human race from sin and its eternal consequences. But then, having died on the cross and liberated man from sin and hell, Christ rose from the dead and thereby merited the graces we need to reach heaven. That is why, as we'll see more than once before the retreat finishes, Christ instituted the Holy Eucharist. And he continues now for almost 2,000 years and will continue doing so until the end of time to offer the sacrifice of the Mass. But hear it. It is the risen Jesus Christ. Dispensing, communicating, pouring out, giving the graces that he won for us on Calvary and began to dispense on Easter Sunday. And there's one resolution I want to make for all of you. And I'm doing this early enough in the retreat. I beg you, ask our Lord to enlighten you how much, how often you can assist at Mass and receive communion during the week. My strong recommendation that it be as often as possible, and if possible, even daily. And even as I know so well from so many Catholics, even the suffering you may have to endure over some of the abuses with the liturgy that you have to witness when you attend Masses in some churches, offer it up. The more Masses we attend, the more communions we receive, the more grace we receive for ourselves and others. And, dear Lord, there is no limit to the need of graces that we have. For the first time in 2,000 years of the Church's history, the present pontiff made choice in the code of canon law, not merely allowed, even encourages assisting at Mass and receiving Holy Communion twice in the same day. God knows we need all the grace we can get. Final reason for the Incarnation. The Incarnation, and now the Resurrection. Why did Christ rise from the dead? To merit our resurrection from the dead. What a difference. What a big difference between those who believe in the resurrection of the body and those who do not. It was Christ's death on Calvary and His resurrection from the dead that merited for us our own final resurrection from our grave. We need this encouragement in a world that idolizes the human body, in a world for which the death of the body is the end. We know it isn't. We need to strengthen our faith and use our bodies, as I've said before, exhaust our bodies. Did I tell you, I like to tell this to people, any night you go to bed and you're not dead tired, confess it. Next time you go to confession, as a laziness. Lord Jesus, Your resurrection from the dead is a guarantee of ours, our resurrection from our grave. Keep our eyes always open, dear Jesus, to see the horizon, anticipating our rising from the grave, so that during the short time we are here on earth, we may serve You with our bodies exhaustively, loving You with every fiber of the body, so that we may be happy with You through all eternity, in soul and body. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's recite the Regina Caeli together. Queen of Heaven, rejoice, hallelujah. Has risen as He said, hallelujah. Rejoice and be glad, O Virgin Mary, hallelujah.
The Lord is with us, hallelujah.
Let us pray. O God, who gave joy to the world through the resurrection of Your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, grant we beseech You that through the intercession of the Virgin Mary, His Mother, we may obtain the joys of everlasting life through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.